guys, and welcome to Sisters in the City with me, Anna Vichilli.
And me, Mandy Vichilli.
Last episode of, is it going to be 2023 when this comes out?
Yes.
Or 2024? I don't even know.
2023, no?
I don't know.
2023.
Yeah, 2023.
And it's going to be the last episode of 2023.
Actually, no. Yes.
I'm right.
Yes.
Shut up.
Yes, you're right. Last episode of 2023.
And then we're going to dive into 2024, probably a new shitstorm of events waiting for us. Because, boy, I can't even.
You know
tell
what?
You.
We really wanted to do a catch up today, but due to like our editing schedule with our like the editor around Christmas and stuff, like we couldn't do that.
Yeah.
So we're gonna do a catch up for Patreon tomorrow.
Are we?
Yes. We are. Are we not?
I don't know. I didn't know we were. Okay, cool.
Well, we should. I think we should. We've got a lot to catch up on. We've literally been sitting in the studio
for hours.
I think it's been 3 hours.
Yeah, probably 5 hours.
We've been sitting here for 3 hours.
Just angry. Just pure anger. Like, honestly, it's like a vibration in the air.
I know, it's terrible. She's arguing with Gingerbeard. I'm arguing with Cowslick. It's just
nothing's changed, basically.
Basically, like, if kind of briefly went back to last year's episode of the new year. And it's
and
like,
I was like, I'm going to cry. And guess what? Like nothing's changed. I'm just the tears have turned to like anger now. Like instead of like feeling more sad and emotional about it, I just feel like just rage.
Yeah. I mean, we just watched literally the first bit of the episode because we wanted to save the rest of the episode to basically what we had planned is to go through our last year's New Year's resolutions and see if we stuck to them, if we were making any changes to them, and like our new Year's resolutions as well. So we've saved it so we can kind of watch it with you guys. Because I don't remember any of my last year's resolutions, do you?
No, that just shows that we didn't stick to them.
Exactly. Aren't you meant to remember your resolutions? Like, isn't that the whole point?
I don't know how the last year just went by, Anna. I just flashed past.
Scary, isn't it?
Yeah. They say as you get older, time flies faster.
Yeah.
I think it does.
And I think, like, now that I'm doing, like, a 1 day a week, 2 days a week in the pharmacy, I feel like that makes it go faster. Do you think so?
Yeah.
I feel like working, like a 9-to-5 job makes time fly faster.
I don't know, because I did work for the last 6 months. And, yeah, time went really fast, but it was going fast before that as well.
Yeah. Anyway, but before we go through last week's episode and our New Year's resolutions.
Last week's episode? Last year's
episode. See, well, that's how fast it's gone by.
It's brain fog.
Last year feels like last week.
Yeah, that's how quickly it just went by. And we had all these dreams for the year, all of them unfulfilled. So let's see how the next year goes.
Well, not necessarily. I mean, some things I'm sure have been good. Definitely, I think some things have been good this year.
I don't think so.
I think we'll realise when we go through last year's resolutions.
All right, come on then, let's see.
The only thing I looked back last year, exactly the New Year's episode, I was wearing a black turtleneck.
We wear black most of the year, Anna. So, yeah.
Well, that was really weird. Isn't that really weird? That
I was wearing my New Year's resolution should be to like have some more swag and style. Because after I was watching Dubai Bling with you on Netflix, I mean, looking at all these colourful outfits that these girls are wearing. And I was like, let me try.
Yeah. So you don't look like you've tried.
Yeah, because I kind of tried. And then I realised that they're wearing like Dolce & Gabbana and Moschino and like Fendi. And I've just got like basic brands. I can't be wearing colourful shit with basic brands.
Oh my God, can I just say, I'm obsessed with Dubai Bling. I finished it, but I'm obsessed.
My New Year's resolution is to go to Dubai and marry a billionaire. Like, and solve all of my problems.
That's a really good resolution.
That should be like top of everyone's resolution.
Yeah.
You can only have that dream if you're like super paying. But I'm not even on that level, but I believe it because I believe it. It's just I can brainwash an old man into believing it as well.
She's joking, guys, by the way. Okay, so shall we start?
Let's start with what? This year's?
No, we're going to watch last
year's.
Year.
Let's watch last
year's. We're going to watch last year. So
all I know is I saw a tiny bit of it and I just looked like half the size. So I know one of the resolutions didn't manifest.
I don't think your weight or anything was from what I remember a resolution.
It wasn't.
I don't think
it
so.
It should have been.
I'm going to play it. You can hear from there, right, Mandy?
Yeah.
Resolutions,
I think mine's quite unique, yeah?
Are they?
Apart from one of them, which I know you've got.
Okay, but I think like mine's probably just typical. Very, very typical resolutions, really? Which come up. I don't want to say that I have them every year because that's just basically me being putting a negative on it. Because this year, I'm really going to do it.
Good.
I'm really, really going to do it. So obviously my first... Sorry, I keep smacking the table. My first one is obviously my weight. And guys, I just want to say before I say this, I'm not saying that I'm a fat person, and I'm not saying anyone that weighs the same as me or is heavier than me is a fat person. I'm not saying that I look bad and anyone that looks like me looks bad. I just have to be real on here. I can't lie and be a fake body positivity person. I am unhappy with my body. Yeah. I weighed myself last night and I honestly could not believe it. I couldn't stop crying. In the last 4 months, I've just put on like 6 kg and I was just like, what the hell's going on? So I just want to get to a weight where I'm like very confident and happy. And I just want that for myself. That's I've never ever had that yet. Where I've really been confident and really happy with my body.
Yeah. It's about being at the weight that you feel most confident and happy about.
That's it. Because, you know, with social media, everyone's so quick to be like, oh, why are you influencing people that to lose weight and stuff? Like,
It's also not good to be like, I don't know what to say, like overweight or curvy or whatever and unhappy. That's pointless. Do you know what I mean? But me too, I put on like 10 kg in the last year. And definitely, we are the same on that resolution. Like, I am desperate.
To be fair, I've never seen you the size you are. I mean, I've always been a bit on, like, curvier.
Yeah, but I used to be very slim.
You used to be really slim. But to be honest, I tell you, you didn't really look suited when you were too slim, Andy.
I feel like a year ago,
yeah, you were perfect a year ago. Right, so, wow. Do you know what?
Wow.
Listening to that...
It's frightening. It's actually frightening.
It gave me a little bit of, like, goosebumps, Mandy.
It's frightening.
I feel so blessed that we can do this, you know?
What?
I feel like this has been such an awakening for me. Like, I don't know, the fact that we can just do this.
It makes
me
physically sick.
Yeah, like, I can't believe that. Like, firstly, that sounded like it was a complete copy of just last week's episode.
Yeah, that's sad.
I said it word by...
I was depressed before this episode because I had an argument with Gingerbeard and everything seems like it's crashing down. That just made me feel even more sad. I can't lie.
Yeah.
That was pure sadness.
It's like a year later, I'm saying the exact... It's saying like word by word.
You wasted an entire year. That's how it sounds. 365 days went in the bin.
No, I mean, I'm not going to say I wasted an entire year. I didn't waste a year. I obviously overindulged and enjoyed it, to be honest. But it's sad that I never made those changes. And like, if anything, it went worse. Like, I'm worse than I was last year, December. And yeah. I was so sad last year. So imagine...
Now you're double sad.
No, but that's so scary that like, literally word by word, I sound like I'm like last week's episode.
Yeah.
But guys, are you getting bored? Are we saying the same exact thing? Or
yeah, I'm trying to worry that we're just like robots on repeat.
Like, that is also really...
Yeah. We need to have new aspirations.
That was really,
and
really
the worst thing is, Anna was like, I've never seen you, the biggest I've ever seen you, Mandy. And now I'm like double the size. How has that happened? And I was like, I've put on 10 kg in the last year. Now it's basically like 20 kg.
I don't know. Honestly, what do you want to do about that resolution?
Because you said it has to materialize.
You said when I said it, you were like, that's going to be my resolution as well. Do you know what? Like, I'm going to actually flip it now. That's not my resolution.
What's your resolution?
I'm not going to make my weight my resolution. I make it every single year, like my weight my resolution.
Make your health your resolution.
That's a good idea.
Trust me, if you think about your health and everything you put in your mouth, you think, is that going to benefit my health? Then you're going to lose weight.
Yeah, because I just feel like I'm sick of putting it every year as my resolution when I don't stick to it. I don't think like it works for me putting weight as my resolution.
Do you know what we should put as our resolution, Anna?
What?
Willpower and discipline.
100%.
We have zero willpower.
Yeah.
Like, I can't control what I put in my mouth. I can't control what comes out of my mouth. I can't control anything.
Yeah, discipline.
Everything's out of my control. It's like I have parasites living in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
Literally,
I mean.
Actual puppets like, ha, 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 eat the burger, ha, ha, you know, be a bitch. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I definitely think if we like put discipline and like control on as our, put that as our resolution, that will in turn change a lot of things for us.
And it's because we don't read any, I really feel like it's because we don't read any books. When I used to read books, I used to have a lot more willpower and discipline. I used to be like more in my own brain and more in control of it. Like when I read books like Eat, Move, Sleep or The Power of Habit, like it affected me on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah, I agree. I just feel like, you know how they say the brain's a muscle and you need to work it out just like every other muscle in your body. And I feel like because we don't read, we don't do any like puzzles or like thinking games or we don't study, like we don't use our brain like at all. It's like a weak brain dead. Like since doing pharmacy, at least I'm using it a little bit.
Yeah.
But like we don't use our brain at all. And I've started to feel like that's a bit worrying for me. Like it's weird because like yesterday, I went like completely brain dead and didn't know my own postcode. Mandy, when I say I didn't know my postcode.
What?
My postcode. I put it into my phone like 10 times a day. I order nonstop. I'm always ordering things. I'm always like putting my postcode.
And you went brain dead.
Couldn't for the life of me. I just knew it was N. I didn't know the rest.
That was like, so funny. Yeah. That happened to me once with the code to get into this studio.
Yeah. Yeah. But and isn't that scary? Scary. If that's at this age, if we're being like that, what's the future?
Yeah.
That really scared me yesterday. And I had a moment and I was like, whoa. Like, I want to start exercising my brain. I don't even know how.
Yeah, they say actually people that are less likely to develop dementia and memory loss are people that who do crosswords and read books. And
yeah, and I love chess. I want to start reading, exercising my brain and all of these things. Also, I heard that if you do a 3-day fast, a 3-day water fast.
I want to do it. Are you going to do it with me?
I'm so
will you
up
do
for
it with me?
I want to do it so badly.
Or should we shake on it though?
But guys, don't take my advice on this just in case I'm wrong. Yeah. Go and do your research, please.
Don't say, because I don't want to be
not medical professionals. We are not medical professionals and I don't want to be responsible for anyone.
But
from what I've seen on other podcasts, yeah. Basically, apparently, if you do a 3-day fast, it benefits you in terms of like dementia in the future, Alzheimer's and everything, because your body has to go into like a fight mode.
Yeah.
Because it's like, what's going on?
Yeah.
It goes into a fight mode. So it shreds, like basically your...
Shreds?
Not shreds. It gets rid of all your bad, damaged cells and it renews them. Yeah. Because it goes into a fight mode. Because
it resets your whole stomach and intestines as well. Proper cleanse.
Mm. I don't know how we got onto this on weight.
But shall we do it though?
I'm so up
all right,
for
give
it.
Me the dates.
I want to do a little bit more research on it because I want to make sure it's been medically approved. Like,
yeah,
as a safe thing
I
to
feel
do.
Like, we should do it.
Yeah, if it is, we should do it.
On the first 3 days.
Not the 1st of January.
Second, third, and 4th of January.
We're definitely going to be hungover on the 1st. So, 2nd, 3rd, and 4th of January, 100%.
Yeah.
I'm down.
All right, cool.
I'm down.
You heard us. You're going to see.
All right, should we go to the next resolution?
Go to next.
I've got obviously here exercise. You see, weight and exercise is so annoying because I have that resolution every year, but I really, really want to stick to it.
But they come hand in hand anyway.
Yeah, not really, because I can lose weight by just diet. But I want to be fit. I want to not be out of breath when I walk up some stairs. Yeah. I want to be toned, you know?
And also for like old age, you know, it's so important to have a like happy aging process if you're fit and healthy. Like a lot of these people that are living good lives when they're like 70, 80, it's because they were fit throughout their like middle years.
You know, when now I'm like, oh, I'm in aches and pains. And my mom's like, when I was your age, I never had any aches and pains because they were so much more healthier than we are now.
Exactly.
We're so used to being on our sofa, on social media, not moving enough, you know?
Yeah, I want to be good when I'm older.
Yeah. My third...
I think me and you were so much better when we lived together.
100%. You know what? I always used to think when we lived together, we needed to live apart. Do you remember we used to say that? I was like, we used to say that if we lived separately,
we'd be healthier
because we're like bad influence on each other. But we weren't. We were actually a good influence on each other.
We kept each other in check.
Yeah, because if I'd slip up, you'd be like Anna. If you slipped up, I'd be like Mandy. And also, I feel like our boyfriends are a bad influence on us.
Yeah.
If you're with a partner that also... is lacking in those areas, it's a really bad combination because you could just both go down together.
Yeah.
And it takes extra willpower and discipline to both get out of it.
Yeah.
Like, I know there are those amazing couples that have transformed together, but I think it's rare.
Yeah, it
usually how it works is one person is like a healthy, maybe gym goer and the other one's not, and they help the other one.
Yes, yes.
And like...
Normally one person is sucked into the other person's lifestyle.
Yeah, yeah. The other one like helps them. Like, I know that for definitely since being with Kazlik, like my sleeping pattern's gone worse, like my diet's worse, like... It's just, it's all really bad.
At one point though, I was like, my hair's getting better, my skin's getting better, my bag's getting fuller. What happened to those days? Those days are gone.
I don't know. I like always wanted like a relationship that brings me up.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like makes me, not only gives me such a peace of mind that I can concentrate on other things in life, but also like helps me become a fitter, better person. Like I shouldn't really expect that from a partner, but at the same time...
Yeah, I get what you're saying. But we are responsible for our own like achievements and progress and health.
In terms of fitness, let's just say that didn't go at all. You know what? I'm not going to lie. Just before summer, I went through a period of time where I started to feel like I was getting really well, like good.
I didn't. I've had a bad year.
I had a bad year, but like there was like 2 months, I think, when I started personal training and like even on the cruise, we were going to the gym like once, twice a day. Like I started to feel better and like I did feel like my body was getting good, nice, like toned a little bit.
Yeah.
Then it's like as soon as I came back from Mykonos, it just went
down.
So down.
Once you get on that hamster wheel of being bad to your body, it just doesn't stop. It's so hard to get off it.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember when you're talking about when I was like so good as well.
Yeah, we were going for a stage because we were probably preparing for summer, but how shallow? Like, it should be like that all year.
Yeah, but sometimes it's good to have an incentive.
Yeah.
It is important.
I'll tell you one thing though. I have come to a realization personally that to get fit, I know I need a personal trainer. Yeah. Like, that's just, like, I just know it. I'm not that kind of person that will get myself to go to the gym, and I accept that. I accept that.
Yeah.
I'm going to get a personal trainer in 2024, the right personal trainer for me, and I'm going to work hard.
Me too.
So that's definitely going to continue.
For me, the main priority is like eating healthy though. Like,
I'm not talking about weight. I'm talking about fitness.
Oh.
Fitness.
I'm definitely thinking about weight.
Fitness. I want to be able to go up some stairs, like I said, and not get out of breath. And I want to become fit, and I'm going to book in PT sessions from in advance that I cannot cancel.
Mm.
Right, should we go to the next
one?
Third one is to put more effort into the our baby.
Our podcast.
That's my third resolution.
That's so nice.
I want to like do episodes with more in-depth research and talk about more like crazy, interesting topics.
And bring guests on.
From season 5. To be honest, I'm not really bothered about guests. I never have been.
Why do people keep saying it to me?
I don't know.
Can you comment? Because like non-stop people write to me, bring on guests, bring on guests. I want to know what our listeners think.
Yeah, let us know what you think. But I've never been fussed about guests. I like talking me and you. I feel like we've got enough to talk about.
I feel like I've got a Piers Morgan in me. Like I need to interrogate someone.
Really? Okay, we can think about that. Definitely, we can do that. Maybe we could do one episode a month with a guest.
And try it out. We've been talking about guests for over a year and we still haven't done it.
No, because at that point I was like, nah, not guests. But now I definitely think that we should have guests.
Yeah.
Like at that point I wasn't sure.
Like we have a studio issue. It's not that we're like procrastinating the thing.
No.
We need a studio, a professional studio to bring on guests.
Yeah.
Because we can only use this studio at certain times and certain days. We can't have that when we're doing guests. We need flexibility.
Yeah. We're not just bullshitting you guys.
Yeah.
Like, we definitely want to do it. We are in talks as well with like companies that like are going to try and sort things out for us. So we are making the moves. It's just taking a little bit of time. But hey.
But when you look back on that, like we have achieved so much when it comes to the podcast.
Oh yeah. I think the last 6 months has been our biggest growth in the podcast.
I know.
But I wouldn't say that we put more
effort. The last like 2 weeks, I've completely abandoned the podcast, which is really bad, and left you like doing all the work.
No, but I mean, I think I like don't feel, like, even though the podcast has grown, which is amazing, touch wood, naturally, in terms of like us putting research and more effort into it, like we haven't done that.
I've got no excuse to like putting so much effort into planning ahead. Like, loads of planning ahead and loads of research.
Yeah, and loads of interesting topics.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I think podcast has to be my priority.
Oh, yeah. 2024
is Sisters in the City year.
Yeah. And it's number one priority.
Yeah.
Before anything.
It's our number one priority.
Yeah. Right. Next one. I've got here in my relationship, if I feel like I have constantly feeling unappreciated and unhappy, to leave.
That's really good.
Like, thing is with my relationship, it's not as bad as I make out, but there are times where I would say that I do feel unappreciated and I want to be happy.
I think a really good way of rephrasing that is like, obviously these days people are like quick to say it's over and, you know, like moving on because it's so easy to move on these days. So many options available with technology and everything. But what's important is to try and make it work and to fight for the relationship.
I have.
But it's very important that when you've given all of your fight and if it's still not working, then you know there's nothing left to do. You have to let go.
For me personally, it's more like if I don't see a future with him, then I don't want to stay anymore because I'm wasting my time. I'm not 25 anymore. I'm 32, 33 in 2023. So like, if I don't see a future, our lifestyles are so different. Like I said, guys, he sleeps till like 4 p.m. Like I want someone that I can do day activities with. I want to have fun with them. I want to, you know, all these things. If I don't see a future with him anymore and if I feel unhappy and unappreciated, I am going to leave in 2023. I'm not going to stay for longer than I need to.
Good, Anna.
I've also that actually brought tears to my eyes. How weird is that? Like, that's so weird for me because personally, like, I wrote that down again on my list. Literally, look, it's on my list. No more time wasting. Like, if I'm not happy, basically leave. That's just, I don't even want to talk about that now and I don't want to touch on it. But it's just made me sad. Just made me sad.
Why did it make you sad?
Because I feel like that's why so many, like, I don't know. I don't want to talk about it. I'll save it. I'm going to save it.
It's making me upset.
I'm going to save it for next, like, episode or something. I don't know. It'll just upset me that, like, I was saying that. God. I don't want to cry. Anyway. It's just so shit. I don't even want to talk about that right now. But you can obviously see how I feel about it. Okay, I'm going to keep going. I've also gotten here No More Sunbeds from 2023.
Amazing, finally.
So scared.
I've been saying this I am so scared
of No More Sunbeds, but I feel like
it's the worst thing.
I need to start fake tanning. Guys, if you've got any good suggestions, let me know.
I've been telling you to stop fake tanning for ages.
Yeah, because it's not good for you. It's bad. It gives you wrinkles. It can cause cancer, all these things. And you know what? If you get a good fake tan,
it looks nicer as well sometimes, fake tan. I feel like, I don't know yet. Like, sunbeds make my skin go so dry and greyish. But you know, fake tans give a nice, like, orangey colour, which I quite like.
The thing is, I need a fake tan that's really dark. So, like, if anyone knows a good one, let me know. I bought Saint Tropez for now, anyway. Just want to try it from the new year. Really scared. So I'm going to be on my last few sessions this week.
Let people know how it goes. Sorry, I'm still feeling really emotional. Like, I just really want, like, me and you to be in a better place.
Yeah, I know. Someone wrote something really cute and they were like, they wrote a comment saying, I wish 2024 for you two, both sisters, to get married and be happy. And I was like, that's so sweet that someone wrote that. Like, that was really sweet that someone wrote that. Like, people are so sweet. They're actually wishing us so much well.
Yeah, I know. People, so many people wish us, like, so much happiness, you know? That's when you really care about.
We're so blessed to have that, like, so much, like, support from people.
I know. It's mad.
Anyway, sunbeds. Yeah. So you know what, guys? Like, I haven't been on a sunbed for 6 months, so I kind of have stuck to that.
That's
like
the only
resolution probably that I kind of have stuck to. I started off the year going on it because it was really difficult for me to get out, like, because I was really used to it. But literally since the summer, I have not been on one sunbed. I've been fake tanning.
No.
Yeah. It's mad, and I absolutely hate fake tanning. Like, okay, I actually hate it.
I want to ask you, you know, in that video last year, did you have hair extensions in?
Yeah.
So you took your hair extensions out this year as well?
Yeah, I think we mentioned it.
No, really? Go on and play it.
But anyway, I'm just glad that, like, because I was feeling like we're going for every resolution. Like, we're not stuck to it.
Sad. Sad.
Yes, we got one.
Finally.
Right. My next one is to go back into pharmacy
a
few days a week. Obviously, I studied so hard. I studied 5 years for it. I got my master's. And then after Love Island, I just completely fucked it off. And it's like, I've forgotten so much to do with it. And it's like I wasted it. So I need to reapply to go on the register.
It keeps your mind so much more stimulated you actually have somewhere to go and something to do, a purpose in your day. And yeah, we do influencing and podcasts, but you can definitely do 2 days a week of working.
I need to keep my knowledge up to date and I miss a routine. I want to wake up and have to go somewhere for a certain time and come back home.
So basically, I want to do the same thing with law. Like, I want to get into that, whether it's voluntary work at the beginning or whatever it is, get my foot through that door.
You're going to do that then?
I'm doing it. Like, I have to do it. Like,
straight away. Good.
So yeah, go on.
That's so sad for me, but so good for you.
Yeah, I'm really happy that I actually stuck to some of my New Year's resolutions. That's absolutely amazing. Like, yes, I'm doing 2 days a week and I feel so good about it. But you didn't do the law because you ended up getting another job.
I feel like my one was, it's a lot harder to get into as well.
So difficult.
But I don't know. I just sometimes, like, my biggest fear is, like, just ending up like my dad. You know what I mean?
What do you mean?
There's so much unreached potential. Like, you know?
Well, you won't be. Don't think like that. You can't think like that. You cannot. Right, let's keep going. Okay, and I've got two more. My next one is to look after my skin, my hair, and obviously my overall health more.
Are you going
to
take your hair extensions out? Your tapes?
No.
Why? That was the agreement.
I know, but I changed my mind.
So you left me with this one on my own,
I can't do it. I can't do it. I just can't do it. But that doesn't mean I can't look after my hair. I want to take vitamins. I'm going to put sculpt stuff on, like, you know, masks. Wash my hair less, no heat, rice water. I'm going to do all of that. And then obviously with my skin, I'm going to stick to my skincare routine because you know what? I got so lazy the last few months.
SPF as well.
I've got, you don't understand. I go to bed, I don't even tone, cleanse, moisturize, nothing.
What do you mean? You just go to sleep with your makeup on?
No, I don't wear makeup that much. So I just go to bed.
Oh yeah, same. I just put one moisturizer on.
I don't even do that. I just don't do anything anymore. It's really bad. It's really
it's
bad.
Very important.
And then my last one is, well, before my last resolution, I just want to say I actually did end up taking my extensions
thanks
out.
To me, though.
Like, shocking. The whole year I've not had any tape extensions. My hair has gone so much better.
I'm taking credit for this.
I'm not going to lie, though. The first half of the
year... Why are you not giving me the credit?
Yeah, it is all thanks to Mandy. I'm not going to lie.
I pushed her.
It's all thanks to Mandy. I'm not going to lie.
And you look amazing, your hair. Yeah, but the first... that's not her hair, but you can tell from the roots.
Yeah, I just wear clippings if I'm going to go out or if I'm going to do something. Like, but on day to day, I just wear my normal hair now.
Yes,
like, my hair.
Actually,
natural hair.
Thick now.
It's starting to look thick, yeah. But I will say the first half of the year I was doing masks and all that. Yeah. But the second half of the year...
I don't know why you're not doing that
anymore. I stopped. Because it's like I get lazy.
Yeah, but you need to get back on it.
Yeah,
with the oiling, the mask, the vitamins. You need to get back on it.
Yeah, I am.
Anna, every single day you need to oil your ends.
Yeah, I know.
Whatever you're doing, you shower, oil your ends.
Yeah, I know. I know. I need to get back to that.
Ends always need to be serumed or oiled.
Yeah. All right. See, my finances. I came out of Love Island. I blew so much money on like stupid shit, like fine dining and holidays, when I could have really invested that, bought a house. I could have bought 10 houses by now, but I fucked up.
Yeah.
And I just want to I don't want to dwell on it. I felt like very sad about it for a long time, but now I'm just going to move forward and I'm going to be more smart with my finances.
Good. Get smart with money. Actually, you know that money managing skills is better than even money itself.
Yeah.
So that's the knowledge of what to do with your money is better than even having money.
Yeah, because what's the point of having all the money? I had that. I experienced that after Love Island and I didn't know what to do with it.
Well, anyway, there's a very famous Persian saying and it says, each time you get water from the well, it's fresh. And that means whenever you've learned your lesson, don't dwell on the past. Whenever you get that water from the well, it's fresh water. So basically, start fresh.
Yeah, but I'll never get a well as big as I did when I came out of Love
Island.
Never
know. Don't say
actually,
that.
I don't like to say that. I'll never get an opportunity. Like,
negative on this.
That is so negative. Because you know what? I'll probably do better than that.
Right, it's my turn.
Go on. Okay, well, finances. I definitely think I've been much better this year. Much better. And I'm definitely in the right direction. I just need a bit more tweaking, a bit more.
Yeah.
A bit more. But I feel so much better about my finances this year than last year. So.
Yeah, I feel positive about 2024 as well. I feel like 100%. The podcast is going to do really well and then we can put everything into it and it'll be a full-time job for us, something we're passionate about. We've got a really good relationship with everyone that listens and it feels at home.
And when we see you guys outside, out and about, when we're out, yesterday we were shopping and I swear loads of people came up to us. It's mad.
So many people.
And it just feels amazing. It's almost we know each other, but it's really mad. And Patreon as well, this year.
I know. With doing Patreon. Amazing. And everyone who has subscribed, it's so appreciated.
Yeah, we honestly.
And we want to do more.
We do. But yeah, thank you so much to every single person that has subscribed to Patreon. I wanted to say that at the beginning of the video.
Yeah.
But because sometimes people don't make it to the end of the video for me to for them to hear it.
Yeah.
But we might as well put it in the middle. Thank you for every single person. We appreciate you.
We love our besties.
Okay, Mandy, it's your turn. Your resolutions.
Come out with your amazing
resolutions and make me look stupid. Last gym.
These are things that I've seen good quotes I've seen on Instagram because my algorithm is so good. Yeah, things I've seen and I've basically reworded it and put it on my notes. So I want to start with the first one. They're not in order of what's more important. They're just random. Free yourself from taking the world's advice too seriously. Most people have no idea what they're doing. Take it all with a pinch of salt.
I think that's really good because you take things so seriously. Even if I advise you on your boyfriend, you get angry at me or upset.
Yeah, and also it's got me acting very erratically. I'll tell you why. I take one person's advice that's leave them, walk out, da, 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 and I take it like that and I do exactly that, yeah? And then the next person says, are you crazy? Well, it's not that big of a deal. And then I literally, it's not that much of a big deal. It's fine, I'm coming back, yeah? And in front of my partner, I look like someone that's got a split personality, basically.
Yeah.
Whereas if I just follow my own gut and take their advice, advice is good, advice is important, but taking it too literally can be a bit confusing.
That's a really good one for you. For me, it's never been a thing because I never really listen to anybody. I always do what I want to do.
Yeah, I know. Do you know what? I will say, though, that is something I have taken, though.
I think you have definitely worked on that.
Because I definitely, whatever people say...
With regarding your relationship.
I don't fully listen to what they tell me to do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'll take the advice, but I don't... I used to ask, like, what shall I do? Yeah. What shall I do? What shall I do? I don't do that anymore.
No.
Because no one is you. No one's in your relationship. No one's had your experiences. No one knows, like, what to do exactly.
Yeah.
So why would you take anyone's advice literally?
Yeah. I think you definitely... I see a big improvement with that.
Wow.
Yeah. Because, like, when I feel like whenever I do say something about Gingerbeard now, like, I am careful what I say. But if I do say it, I do see that you don't react that much, as much as you used to.
Yeah.
That's one thing. And I have noticed you don't ask me as much. Like, what should I do? What should I do? What should I do? You kind of just kind of like, I'm going to do this. What do you think?
Yeah.
You might say that.
Mate, you, trust me, like, my mom comes out with the most maddest advice.
Yeah.
She's like, you need to say this.
Yeah.
And then I realized, okay, look, she's like lived a different world.
Yeah.
A different life. So yeah, you can't take everyone's advice literally. You just have to take it all with a pinch of salt and do what you want to do.
You see, you did stick to your resolution. Oh, we've not been that bad, you know. We're not actually that bad.
Train yourself to let people win arguments on purpose to conserve your mental health.
Ooh.
I have not done this. It's very good. Yeah. Sometimes it's not worth the fight.
Sometimes I'm thinking now.
It's hard to do this because of the ego.
Mm-hmm.
But like, do you really need that person to look in your face and say, like, I'm sorry?
And most of the time when they do end up saying sorry, they don't even mean it anyway.
Say, I'm sorry, you're right. Like, you know, that's what's important, you know?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
And it's same with like a bad breakup and closure. You don't actually need it. You want it.
What is it though, and that's that we feel like we need it?
Louise or something. She's like a big... I don't know. It's an ego thing.
Mm.
You have to put ego aside. Like,
but you're usually good at putting ego aside, Mandy.
I am. But, you know, I do get very, like, defensive in arguments. And I don't want to be that person anymore. Like,
let it go.
Fuck it. Like, it is what it is. I know what's right. I know what you've done, you know? This was that biggest flop of my year.
You know what?
I've become worse.
Yeah, this is what I do. I'm really good. I just ignore, like, now.
Yeah.
If me and Kazik argue, most of the time I just ignore and I'm like, whatever. Because it keeps me at peace in my mind if I just don't answer back.
I've become worse.
Do you think?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I have to prove my point. Like, it's just mad. It's not normal. And do you know what? I Googled about this and it was like, you have to ask yourself, is the argument... Is that argument the hill that you want to die on? Does that make sense?
The what? Like, the hill?
Is it the hill
that
you want to die on?
Who dies on hills?
It's a saying. It's basically trying to say, like, if that could cost the end of your relationship or the end of your friendship or the end of whatever, is that argument worth losing that friendship or that relationship? Do you know what I'm trying to say?
Right.
For example, you know that thing that happened with our friendship group recently?
Yeah.
And it was like a back and forth thing that was like dragging on for ages. Like, one party trying to prove their rights, the other party, whatever. So basically, that's what it's trying to say. Is like, is that argument worth the end of your connection with that person and your relationship with that person?
It definitely wasn't. That argument wasn't worth anything that happened.
But look what's happened. Our two people that were so close in our friendship group
are not talking.
And it's like, that hill wasn't worth dying on. That if the argument wasn't significant enough.
Well, yeah.
The situation wasn't significant enough, and that's what you need to decide.
Because that's one of the things, like, my partner always says. So if I like argue with him about something that really upsets me, he's always like, "You're acting like I'm cheating on you."
No, not or the
like,
argument, Anna. Proving you're right.
Oh, proving you're right. Right. Yeah. Okay. That
the
makes
argument.
Sense.
Yeah, it's gonna be worth it. But having to have them say you're right, I'm wrong, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That's what drags arguments.
Right. Yeah. That is what drags arguments. Because you could just say your piece and then that's it.
Yeah.
But you're just constantly going because you just want them to be like, I get you. Which is basically what's happening with me right now. Yeah. I'm kind of happening with you right now.
Yeah.
Literally as we speak, because we're arguing.
It's dragging
because I'm like, I just want you to be like, I get you. I understand.
Yeah, well, what is
I'm going to do better. Because you want that.
You need that.
You know why? The reason why I want that I'm going to do better, I'm going to change, is because that's what's going to... If he doesn't understand what I'm saying, then this argument is just going to keep happening.
Or
like this problem I have is going to keep occurring and I don't want it to.
It just becomes unresolved.
So that hill, it's not about dying on that hill. It's like you don't want to be on a...
Roller coaster.
Yeah. Do you understand?
Yeah. But to be honest, most of the time, even when they do say, I'm sorry and you're right and I'm going to make changes, it doesn't happen anyway. So...
So bull.
the bullshit.
Right.
This one's about my relationship. Be more selfish in my relationship. Be more obsessed with my passions, my goals, my dreams, my friends, my family, and not be so consumed with giving and giving and giving to my partner.
Oh my God, I'm so glad you put that, because for me, I used to always say to you, and I, whenever I did, you'd get angry at me, but I would be like, Mandy, he's so obsessed with his friends and his, like going out with his friends and his life.
Yeah.
And your world revolves around him and what he does, but his world does not revolve around you.
Yeah, but
and I always tell you, Manny, stop revolving your world around him.
I feel like we need to get into arguments about this, because like you thought I should basically like cancel on plans
that's
with him
not,
and
no, that's
flop
not why.
Him or change my plans.
No, it'd be like a Saturday coming up and we'd be like planning something and you'd be like, oh, well, maybe he might plan something with me.
No,
that's happened.
I never said that.
I've not really spent any days with him and I'm hoping...
No. I've always said I've got plans. Anyway, forget that.
It's not true. So, I remember because I was like, well, he hasn't yet. And if it happens, Mandy, then tell him, sorry, I made plans now.
I don't remember that happening.
Has.
All right, well, anyway, because that's a difficult one, because also at the same time, I am going to try and change the behaviours I don't like about my partner. So if he gives an opportunity for those changes, I'm going to reward him for good behaviour. And that's always like reinforcing his behaviour, which is good. I'm going to do that by giving rewards. So for example, if he says, tomorrow, let's spend a day out together, like he did say that today, tomorrow, let's spend a day out together, a night together, like my ego would be like, you know what, actually, I'm going to say, no, I'm going to be with my friends, flop it to show him how it feels to be like him. But then our relationship would never work. One of us needs to be behaving the right way.
Well,
right?
I'm sorry, I disagree with you on that. Because if you have plans with your friends and then he last minute says, tomorrow, let's spend the day together, you say, I have plans with my friends. Your world revolves around him too much. Like everything that you plan is around him. It's crazy. Like I'm telling you straight up. Like
I have a very weird situation as well, because if I do plan something, I've got to put up with like him going out and getting drunk, coming home at 3 a.m. So it's
so,
like
you see, that's you revolving around him. You're okay. Basing your decisions on him.
Anyway, that's my resolution.
That's mad, you know.
You know what? I want to say something about this. I remember after this episode, you got really annoyed at me. And you're like, why? Do you not remember? You're like, why did you say that? Like, why did you say that I revolve everything around him? But can I just say, the difference between you this year and last year is actually crazy, yeah? Like, I knew I was right. Because not this...
You mean 2023 compared to 2022?
Yeah. As in 2023, this year, this past year, I can't say you've been like that. You haven't been like that. Like, but I remember you were like that 2022.
Yeah.
Like, but this year, you haven't revolved your plans around him
at all.
Like, I never get that feeling, because I remember back then, I used to get that feeling a bit sometimes, like, Mandy, what are you doing, you know? But like, I never got that feeling now. So I think you've definitely done that resolution.
I think I was definitely more obsessed with him then and more like, what my world rolled around him then. And he's also, but I can tell from like looking at myself, I remember how I felt and I remember how bad he was. So I think he's become better.
Yeah.
In terms of like, he'd never dare flop me now. Like, well, he would, but compared to that time, I think he's a little bit less obsessed with his friends. He's still super obsessed with his friends.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember 2022 was a whole other world.
There's hope.
But
what about concentrating on your passions and your friends and your family?
I want it to be even more. Mm-hmm. I want it to be even more. Like, I want to become even more obsessed with my friends, my family. Like, I'm willing to right now. I want to go away.
Yeah.
I want to go away. I want to see my cousin in Dubai.
Like, I love that resolution. I want to do that. Like, I want to be more obsessed with my family, my friends, my passions.
And my work.
Like, you know what? Relationships take so much of your energy and your time and your feelings and your...
Yeah, but I finally feel like at a level where I can.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I feel like I can go away right now, like, and see my cousin and not think, oh my God, what's Ginger Beer going to be doing? I can, like, make plans on a Friday and Saturday before knowing what he's doing. Like, I can.
Yeah.
I don't care as much.
It's good. It's amazing. It's really good.
But at the same time, I still care about the relationship and I want it to work. And it's just like...
It's confusing.
It's just a mess.
Right, next one. You've already not stuck to your first one. I'm just giving you advice. You're getting angry.
Yeah, I know. I've taken your advice, but I'm also trying to do it at the same time of making things work. So like, I want to be obsessed with my life and my friends and my family, but at the same time, I want this relationship to work. And the only way it's going to work is if the person changes.
Yeah, but that's got nothing to do with your world not revolving around him. You see what I mean? Like, you know, when you get so annoyed.
I don't want to be tit for tat.
It's not a tit for tat.
I don't want to be.
Right. When you spend time with your friends or you make plans with your friends or your family, that shouldn't be a tap or a tit. It should just be your world and your life and your passion. Yeah. And you get so annoyed when he's with his friends, and or why is he so happy with his friends all the time? Or like, why does he enjoy their company more than mine? I say, concentrate yourself on enjoying your friend's company just as, like, you know, as much.
Yeah, and that's basically what I've put.
Yeah. Sorry, guys, it was still the last resolution. I didn't know. Basically, that's me and Mandy, like,
bickering
or snapping at Mandy, as you call it.
No, I'm just caring about me and giving me the right advice.
But I'm surprised people didn't say I was snapping at you then.
But I feel like I'm scared because I feel like my friendship group is getting smaller and, like, it's getting more non-existent.
What's that got to do with this?
Like, this whole focus on friends and family and, like, my social life is just, like, so difficult because I don't feel like I've got one.
Shut up, Mandy. Yes, you do. Just put effort into the ones that you have. Like, our friends want to see us all the time. We're going for a Christmas dinner with them tomorrow. The other one wanted to come around tonight, but we had to do the podcast. We've got them. You just have to put effort and time into them.
I think that's a really good one. Okay, so another one is, I want to stop being too overly emotional. I want to become less emotional and stop taking things too personally. Take time out and look at my situation objectively. Other people's actions are a reflection of themselves and not you. And I feel like I take things way too personally and I get way too emotional about situations. Like,
I think the emotional bit isn't the bad bit, the taking things personally.
I do want to be less emotional. Mm. I actually want to be less emotional.
How do you change that though? That's a personal...
I am going to change it. You know what? I'll tell you exactly like what I think. Like, for example, what happened on Christmas Eve, it was bad. It was actually really rude. Was it that bad that I had to spend 7 hours crying my eyes out? No. I didn't walk in on him with another woman. He didn't cheat on me. He'd done something that was horrible, not nice, but it's not the end of the world.
No.
Like, really and truly, it's a reflection of you. It's like, why should I make it like, oh my God, they don't want to spend time with me. I'm not enjoyable. Something wrong with me. No, there's something wrong with you.
I agree. All right? That hours of crying and stuff, for what? It's just destroying your own body.
For no reason. Like,
but then how do you stop that?
You do. You stop. You can't.
I'm like
stop
you.
That.
Like, it hurts my feelings so much that you act in that way. It hurts me. So I just can't stop.
I just feel like when I look back on it, I feel ridiculous. The fact that I let it ruin my Christmas Eve and I let it ruin my Christmas Day. I should have got up, come to yours, had an amazing evening, had fun at yours, and then woke up, or even going back to home, slept, woke up my own place, not let it ruin my Christmas. Okay, like if he cheated on me. Or like punched me in the face or something. Yeah, but okay, he left me at home and went out with his friends.
Yeah,
like,
it's not to that level
of what I did to myself. It wasn't proportionate.
To be honest, even Kalsik the next day was like to me, Anna, the way she was crying and behaving, like I was confused. He was like, I don't understand. She was in such a bad way that I was like, what's going on?
Yeah, it wasn't proportionate.
And I couldn't really explain it to
him. And that's because I'm so emotional.
I am too.
And I'm not going to be as emotional. Like today, I've had an argument before I came here with Gingerbeard. He was very rude to me. Like, and I just look at him, like, in my head, I'm like laughing. Like, I'm not even gonna, no, this is stopping right here. Your words are not gonna be weapons. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I'm just not gonna let it.
Do you know what? I saw a thing on TikTok and it was, I think, Salma Hayek or something. Yeah. Anyway, I think it was her. She was saying this thing about how, you know, if someone disses you or gets rude to you or calls you names, if they say it in a different language, let's say they're saying it in Chinese or Indian, they could say the worst things to you over and over again and it will not hurt you. What hurts you is the words when you give them meaning, yeah? So just try and not give them words meaning.
And they don't, really and truly.
They don't have meaning.
They don't mean it. They bounce back, I feel like. In my head today, they just bounce back. Like, God, you must be a really, really sad or like mentally unwell person to actually let such vile, cruel words come out of you. I feel sorry for you.
That's what I'm like now.
Like,
so
I'm really
sad. If you continue this, it will change your life.
And I just felt like so great. Like, I came here, someone was so rude to me, and I felt so
great. How long have I been telling you this?
And I should have done that on Christmas Eve. Actions, words, whatever, yeah? And that comes hand in hand with being more selfish and self-obsessed. I'm going to be so selfish and self-obsessed that, like, it's about me. Not us.
Yeah.
Me.
Mandy, how long... Do you remember ages ago I gave you the advice? I was like, when he gets rude or when he shouts or whatever, just look at him like... Because that's what I started doing a long time ago.
But you have to believe it.
Yeah, but that's what changed in me a long time ago. And it's been a long time since I've allowed him to get me to that point. It's been... It's been months and months since that I've let my other half let me to get... Because you know what? What you're just saying is I actually managed to master it.
Right, but I wasn't... I was fake mastering it before. Like, I was... acting it, looking, but now I actually feel it.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like it's tragic. We're a tragic case.
Aren't we? We're so funny.
We're a tragic duo. Like, what was that? Like, honestly, I've basically been on repeat. Like, I've been on repeat.
Same. I feel like I've been repeat as well. So weird. It is so
That's fucking red flag, yo.
Yeah.
The fact that nothing has really changed.
And how do we have all these like people like watching us and following us and listening to us?
I don't know.
Well, we're just absolute shambles. Our lives are shambles. Our emotions are everywhere. We don't know what we're doing in our lives.
I will say that I have achieved becoming less emotional.
Yeah.
Ain't no more crying for hours. Like last night, I went upstairs, like to be fair, and I cried for like half an hour.
Yeah, me too.
And that was it.
Me too. I am way less emotional in terms of like with my relationship. Like
crying for 2 days in a row. Like, I can't believe it. No, I believe it now, bro. And I'm way stronger.
Yeah.
Remember how fucked I used to be, Anna?
Me too. Me too. But I feel like I've become better the last half of the year. The first half of the year, I was still a bit. The second half of the year, I'm way more like, don't really cry that much him.
I'm more solid.
Yeah.
So that becoming less emotional has definitely worked.
So you know what? We did do but most of our...
One thing, I'm like, though, I'm not going to react. And like, I'm going to be like, you know, take your advice. No, I can't help it. I can't help but react. And like, I can't help but react to verbal abuse. I lose my shit. I become worse. Hmm. I'm worse. Like, you know, if I receive like verbal abuse... What I give back is 10 million times worse than what I receive. I don't know where did I get this disease from?
I like that. No.
I don't know. I need to change. I need help. And then it ends up like I'm the bad guy.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. You need to really think about... The way I do it is like I think about when I do give it back...
I feel shit.
I feel shit after. Me too. It disturbs my peace even more. I leave the argument. I leave the situation feeling worse. I feel so much worse. And also, I give the other person a leg to stand on, which it ruins it in the end for me.
Because I'm not the victim anymore.
Yeah. So I do think that that's how you have to focus on that.
I need to focus on that for you. Yeah, yeah.
Guys, so basically I've decided, so in our Patreon episode this Thursday, we're going to go through our New Year's resolutions and we're going to do a catch up. Because our episode's finished now.
We're going to catch up about all the bullshit.
Yeah.
We're going to go through our New Year's resolutions 2024.
Our new Year's resolutions.
Which are going to be same as the old one. No, I'm joking. We've got some new different ones as well.
New Year's resolutions. But I must say, I thought we were going to go into this like, oh my God. Like, we're not going to have stuck to any.
But we have.
But I feel like we did okay.
Yeah, we did all right.
We did moderate.
Ourselves on the back.
Yeah, I think we did okay. So anyway, guys. Thank you for listening. Thank you for everyone that's supporting us all of 2023.
We don't even know what year it is.
I'm manifesting the support of 2024. But thank you for supporting us for 2023. We love you so much. And make sure you subscribe to Patreon for this Thursday's episode.
We love you guys so much. Thanks to everyone who subscribed. Love you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Sisters in the City is part of the Acast Creator Network.